get out of your comfort zone, or stay stuck. Welcome back. Here's where we talk about the real-world lessons school forgot to teach you, the stuff that actually matters. I'm RJ. Today's episode, we're talking about the invisible fence that keeps most people from leveling up, the comfort zone. You ever feel stuck in a loop? Same job, same routine, same people, same thoughts. You're not lazy. You're not broken. You're just stuck in what feels safe. And safe can kill your potential. I know, because I've been there. Let's talk about how to break that loop. Why comfort zones are dangerous. Comfort zones feel good, right? No risk, no pain, no rejection. But here's the truth. Comfort is a silent killer. It keeps you exactly where you are. And over time, that same comfort becomes the reason your dreams die. Think about this. What if every uncomfortable thing you avoided was a gatekeeper to the life you say you want? You avoid public speaking. That's a promotion you'll never get. You avoid hard conversations. That's your relationships hitting a ceiling. You avoid risk. That's money never made and passion never pursued. Comfort zones protect your ego, but stunt your growth. The real problem isn't discomfort. It's avoidance. The growth happens in the stretch. Here's the good news. Growth doesn't require trauma. It just needs stretch. There's a zone between comfort and panic. I call it the stretch zone. It's where you're challenged, but not drowning. It's where you suck at something new, but you keep showing up. It's where your heart races, but your feet keep moving. You want change? You don't need a life overhaul. You need stretch moments. Try something small. Speak up in a meeting. Introduce yourself to someone you'd normally avoid. Take a cold shower. Say yes to something your fear would usually shut down. Your goal isn't perfection. It's presence in discomfort. Building a habit of discomfort. Discomfort's like a muscle. You train it. You start small. You build tolerance. Eventually, what scared you becomes routine. Here's what I do. Weekly discomfort challenge. Do one thing I want to say no to. Track how often I push through fear versus cave in. Journal the lesson after every stretch moment. And most importantly, I remind myself, courage isn't the absence of fear, it's doing it anyway. Final thought, your dream life lives just outside your comfort zone. It's not in the next book or podcast. It's in the next hard thing you're avoiding. Push the boundary today. Share this with someone you know is playing too small. And tag me when you do that scary thing. I'll be the first one to celebrate it. You've got this. I'm RJ. Talk soon.